Please be advised this call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Family First After Hours Line. Please remain on the line for the next available agent.
Good morning, Family First LLC and Free Service. Monsa speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, this is Mrs. Martin. I have one of the people that she just left here, DeMaya. Hello?
Let me just gather some information so I can send a message for you to the office. What is your name, please?
Mrs. Shirley Martin.
Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y?
S-H-I-R-L-E-Y.
S-H-I-R-L-E-Y? Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N?
No, Shirley, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y.
That's what I have, madam, S-H-I-R-L-E-Y.
Shirley Banks Martin.
S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, correct? Yes?
Yes.
S-H-I-R-L-E-Y.
S-H-I-R-L-E-Y. Shirley.
S-H-I-R-L-E-Y, correct?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, Shirley Banks Martin.
And last name, M-A-R-T-I-N?
Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
I'm just confirming it back to you, and I need you to confirm if it's correct or not. M-A-R-T-I-N?
Yes.
Thank you. Shirley, what is the last callback number?
My last calling number? My address, my phone number?
Your phone number.
Yeah. 215-365-0374.
215-365-0374.
Yeah. Right.
First call today?
Yeah, this is, yes.
And are you the patient?
No, she's my daycare provider. I mean, she's my caregiver.
Are you the patient?
Yes. She just left here. She just left because she said she had a headache because she was in a car accident. January 19, 1938.
1938, correct?
Yes.
In what town are you in?
Philadelphia. I live 8125 Sherwin Avenue.
Philadelphia.
Yes. Philadelphia, PA, 19153.
Hold on a moment. So the aide left you?
No, she didn't leave me. I'm trying to call her mother, but I don't have her mother's phone number. I was calling y'all so I can get her mother's phone number that she's on her way home because she wasn't feeling good.
So you're trying to call the aide's mother phone number?
I don't know the number. That's why I'm asking you. She comes here every day for me. Do you understand?
Yes, but are you trying, you mentioned that it does not feel good?
Well, she wasn't feeling good. She said she had a headache. And she's driving the car, and I wanted to call her mother and look out for her because I wanted to go with her, but she didn't want me to go with her. In other words, what I'm trying to say, I was calling the mother to see if she got there, but I don't have my mother's phone number.
Understood. So the aide didn't feel good and left to go to see her mother.
She said she had a headache. And I don't like to, why I'm trying to get in touch with her mother to see if she got there, because I didn't like her driving the car because she had a headache.
Understood. I have gathered all the information that I need. Thank you for calling. I will relay your message, and you should receive a call back regarding the situation.
You can't give me your mother's phone number?
No. I can send a message for you. You should receive a call back regarding the situation.
Well, you must give me a call because I'm sitting here worried about it because she drove the car. She's driving the car, and I don't like the... She's saying she had a headache.
Understood. I will send a message for you. You should receive a call back regarding this.
Will you tell her to give me a call, please?
Yes, I will put out your requesting a call back.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Mm.